Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new Fox show, welcome to Flatch actor Sean William Scott. Welcome to the show, man. How you been?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. That's a nice pad you got right there. Are we speaking to you from your home?
Oh, yeah. This is, this is the only cool room. Everything else is just garbage.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, congrats on the new show. Welcome to Flatch is the name of this. I remember when this was announced before COVID. Sounds like it's been quite the journey to get it on air, huh?
Yeah, man. It's a long. It's been a long time. I mean, we were the last production. We were shooting the pilot to shut down. We were in North Carolina, and so they were just scrambling, and you know, they were like, "Let's try to shoot as much as we can in one day." And they were able to put together a pilot presentation and get a show out of it. But we started shooting this pre-vaccine, and it was, so that's how long ago.
Wow.
You know, although it doesn't feel like that long ago, but right. It's been a while. It's taken a while to get this thing on the air.
Well, it's finally going to hit the airwaves. How would you describe the premise?
You know, it's funny because it's like, it doesn't have like this big, like catchy storyline, but it's basically, it's a mockumentary, you know, similar to Parks and Rec and The Office. And it follows, you know, these residents of this fictional town called Flatch in Ohio, and mainly these two cousins, Shrub and Kelly. They're kind of like the tour guide, you know, and it's just really kind of like about this daily life of this small town and the kind of the weirdos and these kind of lovable, eccentric people. And
yeah,
I play Father Joe, play a minister in this thing.
Wait, you're a priest?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. How was?
Switcheroo.
Yeah.
Try to switch it up after playing the same character 30 times in a row.
Is he? Yeah, you're breaking out right there. Is he a shady priest, or is he a true man? True man of the cloth. How does he fit into Flatch?
He used to be the lead singer of a Christian boy band called Amen. And
first of all, that's a great title.
He tried to go solo, and that failed, and his life kind of went to shit. And then eventually, he's like, you know, I'm going to become a minister, and he got his, you know, his theology thing, and then I think they just kind of kicked him. He went from Minnesota, and they're like, we got to get rid of this guy, and they just put him in Flatch, Ohio. So all of a sudden, now he's got like a leadership role. He's way in, way over his head.
So. Killing it in Flash.
But he's a good guy. He's like a good guy, and he's a goofy, kind of lovable character.
That's funny. That's funny. Obviously, you've worked on a bunch of movies, but this isn't your first experience on a series. How do you like the difference as far as with the shooting, what have you? I'm assuming this is a single camera, or is this?
Yeah, it's single camera.
So it's like you're doing a little movie every week.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think maybe because of the pandemic, we were shooting three episodes at a time, which I really enjoyed. Yeah, because it's a small movie, you know, and I think because it's a mockumentary, they're able to do that. But yeah. I really enjoyed it. You know, I always heard from people, you know, because I worked on Lethal Weapon for one season and had a great time, but had never done a half hour. And I just love the mockumentary format, just with comedy and be able to use the camera to kind of create jokes and stuff. But I really enjoy TV. I think I like it more, especially if the show's good.
It seems like the best storytelling's on TV right now. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Is this true, man? Before acting took off, you worked as a churro guy at the LA Zoo. Please tell me that's true.
It is true, but I worked there after American Pie.
Come on, did you?
Yeah.
That makes me even a bigger fan. Respect. That's awesome.
But that dude was only 2 days.
Oh,
because I was waiting for the movie to come out. My buddy was like, yo, I'm working at the zoo. It's so fun. I'll get you a job. And I go, what do you do there? He's like, I feed the animals. It's so much fun. I'm like, holy shit, I love animals. But he set me up because I ended up being the churro guy. And I remember like my boss is like, listen, M&Ms are 50 cents. The pretzel with, you know, it's like, she listed off all of these prices for things. And I'm like, I'm not Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. I'm an idiot. So I just was like, it was just overwhelming after 2 days. I didn't see any animals. And I just said, you know what? I'm just going to roll the dice. Hopefully American Pie works out. And I quit. I quit the zoo.
That's the best story ever. And believe me, you fed some animals with those churros. Whoever's eating churros right there. That's awesome. I love that. Speaking of flicks here, we were just a couple of years away from the 25th anniversary of Dude, Where's My Car? I can't believe it's been that long.
Quarter of a century. That just made me just depressed.
Right. Well, you look great, man. What will it take to revisit those characters?
It wouldn't take much because I just think that I don't know. I think it would be a lot of fun to work with. Of course, it'd be a lot of fun to work with Ashton again. I think they just have to make that movie a little weirder and darker. But I heard that there was like a script out there called Seriously, Dude, Where's My Car? And I think you'd almost have to do the movie just because of that title.
No, of course. Just like the title. By the way, Amen should be a real Christian band.
You and me, dude. You and me, we're going to start.
Let's get it.
A Christian duo.
Hit the spiritual. Would be like Simon and Garfunkel right there. I mean, it seems like American Pie would be a natural, not necessarily reboot, but something to revisit right now because you could have potentially like kids in junior high, right? Or just getting into high school and stuff. Has there been any discussions along those lines?
We have talked about, you know, is there another movie that makes sense? And I've always thought, especially now, you know, seeing Stifler at like 45 years old, trying to like navigate the world today, you know, and how does he learn, you know, cause he's obviously not going to be able to get away with some of the shenanigans. And it's like, how do you see like that guy middle age hasn't really grown up a whole lot, trying to figure things out, you know, maybe with the daughter. I don't know, like, could be very fun, but I don't think it'll ever happen. Maybe it would.
Never say never.
And there's other versions, like you said, you know, like seeing, you know, new kids in high school, and certainly things have changed a lot. It'd be fun to kind of explore it, but I don't know.
That would be fun. Where's home, L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and where are you from originally?
I'm from Minnesota.
What part?
Cottage Grove.
Cottage Grove.
South of St. Paul. Do you know Minnesota well?
Well, my sister lived in Minneapolis for a while.
Oh,
Eden Prairie, somewhere right there.
In Woodbury?
No, Eden Prairie.
Eden Prairie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so she nice a, part of Minnesota. Yeah, well,
she married well. Because that was where she married well. But, hey, man, it's nice to catch up with you. Congratulations on everything. Nice to see you staying busy and stuff. So be sure to check out Welcome to Flatch. That's Thursdays on Fox. Sean, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. It's good to see you again, bud.
All right, buddy. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.